This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, real quick, can I tell you I think a car tried to go the wrong way this morning on the way in?
Where at?
On God, I was coming around 480. And I went to call. I could not get a phone call out because I went to do the lineman, like, call the police. There was, you're getting on 480 from 271 North, like right by Bedford. And at the one exit near Bedford, where that Dunkin' Donuts is, there was like a Nissan and it was sideways in the right-hand lane.
Jeez.
And I'm going, it was not, it didn't look wrecked. It had its blinkers on and I'm going, did this person try to get on like the on-ramp or the off-ramp, get on the off-ramp? And, like, I swerved to the left, and everybody swerved to the left, and my God, I hope everybody else got out of the way, but I think this car was trying to go the wrong way.
It's my biggest fear, working the hours.
It's a horrible fear. Horrible
and I know
fear.
That if something were to happen, and I would just wouldn't be here, and you guys, it'd be 5:50, and you guys go,
yeah,
Owen,
that's just
Owen's
like,
late again.
That'd just be it.
It's like, how do you, like, do they put the blinking signs everywhere at some point? But it's like, how does that happen? How are we so confused? Are we looking at our phones while we're turning? Are some people under the influence while they're doing? I mean, it is, again, I mean, when you get in on a, especially like the Friday morning when you're driving in at 4 a.m., like that's a, because Thursdays can get out of control for some people, but I don't know, man. It was terrifying. So I couldn't get a, I tried. I could not get a phone call out.
And you reference it because
trying to do the tone.
I've made many of those calls over the years. If I see something, I just dial it immediately.
Yeah, it was, it was harrowing. So I hope that whoever was that certainly got turned around, and I hope nobody ran into him. My God in heaven. Coming up at 8:02, Daryl Ryder going to join us on the show. We're going to have to warm up to the idea of maybe moving on from Joe Flacco, and not meaning cutting him, but moving him to another city. Also, coming up at 11 a.m. this morning, you're going to have to be listening live. Team president from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kobe Altman, his press conference we will be carrying. So you're going to want to be hearing that because he's got to have some answers for everybody. Because I think things are getting so crazy, or maybe because there's so much parity, it gives you a better chance to stay put. However, Nikola Jokic, after the Denver Nuggets lost yesterday afternoon and then had their season concluded, was asked this question and was given an interesting answer.
Do you leave this series feeling like you guys are still close to being able to win another championship?
I mean, we didn't, so obviously we can't. If we could, we will win it. So I don't believe in those if stuff. So we had the opportunity, we didn't win it. So I think we can't.
The conversation has begun about what they need to do around Nikola Jokic and whether or not that there is a need to move whatever core that they have. And here we are searching for the same questions, searching for the same answers to these questions with our team. You had the Celtics lose on Friday. Watch that game. I think there's a tremendous difference, and I'm going to get to that coming up at 7:22, between the time of you-know-who was here and our current Cavs team. But has the playoffs ever since the Cavs lost, Has it changed your mind about moving some guys, maybe making you a little bit more patient? Or is it going the other way where it's like, hey, man, we got good going while we can here? Because this is an opportunity to strike.
Maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask, even though I have a microphone in front of me. I might be the
You're the right guy to ask.
I might be the wrong guy to ask because I'm always, always in basketball thinking about I'm never afraid to break up a core. So that's why I say that. I am way more aggressive in thinking about these things than I think a lot of the fans are. But I also think NBA GMs really do. I think they really do think about ways to improve the team always, when I think fans get very conservative with young cores because they just are always intoxicated by assuming guys are going to get better every year. And I don't do that. I do the opposite. I am always probably a little too aggressive because I think guys don't necessarily get better. Because I just, the way I watch the rest of the league, I see a lot more cases where guys don't get better, and then I start applying that to the guys that we have in a way that our fans don't. So that's why I'm always getting into arguments, and I'm always trying to get things that I feel like our team doesn't have. Like, we talk about toughness, right? And every single player that had a mic put in front of them at the end of the season, they mentioned toughness. Kenny Atkinson mentioned toughness. And so the debate I always have with other members of the fan base is whether or not that is something you can actually improve on. And oftentimes, I just don't think it is. I think you got to go get the tough guys. You have to go find those guys. And they're tough to get. That's the hard part about it. In any of the trades that I'll bring up, you know, our fans will say, I'm not giving up Darius Garland. I'm not giving up Jared Allen, because those guys are young and, you know, their contracts look good at this point. Like, why would we give those guys up? They're just going to get better and better every year. And I'm like, I don't know that they're going to get better and better every year. And I don't know that they're ever going to get that element of toughness.
Well, look at Garland. The first time we talked about trading Darius Garland was 2 years ago. And Darius Garland was coming off an all-star season, then got hurt the entire year this last year. And then what did he do this last year? He became an all-star again.
He was so awesome. He was awesome until February.
I think you got a mixed bag with Darius. I think we're looking at a career guy who, when he's on, he's on. I think that he has to find a situation. I'm serious. I think that if you trade him and he ends up on a team that has a real dominant wing, I think he can be an NBA champion. I think that he could be a guy who's a part of a finals team. But the way you're built right now, I think that he's easily taken away until Evan becomes what Evan's supposed to be for a lot of us. And I think when I say that, I think there's a lot of people out there saying he's never going to become that. So we are in this weird flux. If you bring any of the four guys up, there are going to be people who bring it, with the exception of Donovan, three of the four guys up. The other three, there will be people on either side saying, trade him. There's no way you could trade him. The Cavs will be doomed if they trade this guy. And I'm including Jared Allen in that. He has a very strong, underrated fan base here. Whether you want to admit it or not, not you, but anybody, he has a very strong fan base here. When I do hear about some of the possibilities, how could I say no? You know, Giannis is a big conversation piece. Okay, Dallas isn't going to move on from the number one pick in Cooper Flagg. But if you were Cleveland, and I'm hearing from, and I can't believe I'm referencing this guy, but if I'm hearing Bill Simmons bringing up a possible trade with Evan Mobley and Giannis Antetokounmpo to play with Donovan, how do I say no to that? I don't know if I can. I'm one of the bigger Evan Mobley defenders, literally and figuratively, that you're going to find. If Milwaukee was interested in moving on from Giannis and bringing him to Cleveland and us giving up Evan Mobley, how can I say no? Because Giannis is the type of guy who has dragged a team before and I think is still capable of playing at an obscenely high level with a guy like Donovan Mitchell. I think if you were to make that move, as much as I love Evan Mobley, if you were to make that move, you're one of the odds-on favorites to win the NBA Finals next year. Unless you could prove me I'm wrong.
It is. It's staggering to me that a player like Giannis exists that has been an MVP candidate. If I look here, he was back-to-back MVPs, and he was top. Then he was fourth, then he was third, then he was third, then he was fourth, and this year again he'll be top four. So that's seven straight years that he has been that, and that's just incredible. He gets kind of, in a weird way, forgotten about because he already won his championships. It's not like we're always debating, when is Giannis going to win a championship? He already won one. okay? And we all just kind of agree that he's been phenomenal.
Yes.
His team just hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
And you need help, obviously. Just look at Jokic. Jokic has done offensively some of the, both these guys have been some of the best offensive years. They continue to do it every single year, but their teams aren't good enough. And Evan Mobley has been so good. He's been such a success story. What a draft pick by Kobe Altman. Every time I see him, I'm like, man, he's added to his game. He's added to his game. And with all those instances of me saying that, will he ever be able to be top three, top four MVP?
I don't know.
Straight years?
And
probably not.
I know I'm getting a guy who has that capability. Like, the Jokic conversation is a non-starter because I don't think they're ever moving on from him. I think that they would move other pieces to try to put around him.
They will,
but
yeah,
with Giannis and there being a conversation of he's willing to now to listen to possibilities to go to other places, you put Giannis Antetokounmpo on this team. I invite people to tell me I'm wrong. Please. Please. Monetarily, I don't know if it even matches up. But I got people who know say that, oh, yeah, it would. It'll all match up. Okay. Giannis, Jarrett, Darius, Donovan. Unless there's catastrophic injury, this is an NBA Finals team.
Yeah,
sorry. And I always thought that maybe Donovan's timeline with Evan might not work out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it might not even up. Evan's timeline over in Milwaukee, hey, you're up in Milwaukee. That's a person that people would want to come see. That's a good player. That's obviously has the budding to be a possible player like we want Giannis. Giannis is already him. So if I bring him in, and I just talked about Darius Garland being an NBA champion with a dominant wing. Okay, well, here's our dominant wing. Here's the bona fide dominant wing who's played at the highest level, competed at the highest level, can be a tough ass. I think that people don't realize that. Can be a hard ass. And if you were to make that trade or you were to make some type of move like that, I think we're – I can't say get ready for the parade, but you're definitely clearing out your calendar in June. You're an NBA Finals team with that guy.
I'm a little surprised. I didn't think you were going to be so gung-ho about it.
Because we've been close, and I reek of desperation now. Because I think there's going to be a lot of movement coming up this offseason.
Yeah.
And I don't and I do have a little bit of a fear of missing out. So this is coming from me. I'm very hesitant to move any of these guys. But if you give me the possibility, Giannis, I have no other choice.
Interesting. Whenever we're talking any of these trades that we start throwing out there, people are telling me, wait a second, Darius Garland, why are you talking about moving somebody who's 24, 25, Darius? Why are you talking about that for older guys? I'm like, because I'm not worried about Darius's window. I'm worried about Donovan Mitchell's window. And Donovan Mitchell's window with the Cavs, we know it was, what, two more years than a player option. Mm-hmm. So the pressure's on in that second year. And already one of those years is gone, which was this year. So I think that's what you got to look everything at. Everything has to be focused around those 2 years with Donovan.
216-474-0092. Should the Cavs stay the same, or is this right now the time to shake things up to make a move? Bill Simmons, Ryan Russillo had said that they would make the trade Giannis Antetokounmpo with Evan Mobley. Said it would make sense.
Well, Russillo was at the combine in Chicago this week. Yes, NBA has a combine. We don't really we don't really treat it like we do the NFL, but said the biggest conversation of anything was actually more about Giannis. More teams and the GMs and executives and the associates, they were all talking about Giannis and what's going to happen with him before they were even talking about the Tatum and Boston Celtics situation, where Boston Celtics guys are going to be available too,
yeah,
which is why we were talking about Drew Holiday at the end of last week.
So here is Ryan Russillo talking to Bill Simmons earlier over the weekend.
Mobley for Giannis, straight up. What do you think? Straight up. He's 6.5 years younger. Call it in right now.
Done.
You're done if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think I'm done if I'm Cleveland, too. I think I'm doing it. I think it's a great trade. I guess the question for Cleveland is, do you overreact to what happened in those playoffs? Or do you say, Garland was hurt. Mobley missed game two. The series got away from us. We're still really good. We won 64 games. Counter would be you could have a team that has Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Giannis on it in a weakened East. And I think you're immediately the favorites in the East.
I realize, like, I'm losing the trade on talent out for talent in, and wondering, okay, like even the best version of Mobley, it's likely he's not going to be finishing top five in the MVP race like 5 years in a row. Comparing Mobley to the rest of the potential, like make-believe stuff that we're doing here, it's better than maybe even Amen Thompson. It's better than the number two pick or the number three pick.
Yeah, so I think the bigger theme that we're going to be talking about all offseason, we talked to there was a lot last year, but now the East is even more.
Audio courtesy of the Ringer.
The East is even more wide open. We have Boston Celtics potentially taking how many steps back? Who knows what kind of a weird year they're going to have, what kind of trades they're going to make. So that was the one thing at the top where every conversation this year and last year I had about the Cavs probably was annoying for some of the listeners. I'm like, but what about Boston? And then the hilarious thing is Boston didn't even get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and obviously we didn't either. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those conversations and comparisons were moot, but they're out of the way, and who else is in the path? Obviously, the team that just beat us, the Pacers, the Knicks, I guess, even though I thought we were better than the Knicks all year, but now here they are, final two teams in the Eastern Conference. Who am I supposed to worry about? So some are going to say, well, don't trade anybody. Keep the nucleus and hope you're healthy.
That's the reaction I'm getting. Are you on board with trading Evan Fournier?
I'm thinking it's hard for me because in this playoff run, I was so excited about Evan and how he's getting better every minute. I'm like, he's doing something I hadn't seen him do before. But in the end, it just goes to show, like Giannis is right now a top three player in the league. It really hasn't changed. I know there are questions about how his game ages because he doesn't have a jump shot, and yet I still see him take over games, and really, and when he needs to defensively, he's still one of the elite defensive players. We don't talk about him like that because regular season defense, we don't need him to do that stuff. They don't need him to do that stuff. But playoffs, when you need him to, I mean, he is a brutal guy to try to get a shot off against.
I think if you're going to do anything, and I think we're going to get Owen in here in a second because I think he disagrees with this. I've been against any trade possibilities that I've heard in the last 2 years. A lot of them just didn't make sense. You've brought them up to me. I've defended keeping the Cavs together. This is something that, guys, I got a lot of people saying, absolutely not. No, Giannis is over 30, and they would be worse at shooting threes. And I go, I got other three-point shooters. I have a guy who's so dominant that he would open up opportunities for the other three-point shooters in Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland.
Darius Garland would just be sitting there waiting for the ball at the three-point line, just
so I don't think that
sharpening
argument,
things up, getting ready.
So you agree with me, so that argument don't wash. I got to trade good for good. I still have to give respect to the Milwaukee Bucks front office. I understand that there's been a trade so far that blew everybody's mind because you didn't think something like that would be possible when you just trade Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. And I think a lot of us feel that Anthony Davis is made of glass. Anthony Davis is not going to have a great future. And I know that they're trying to say everything they can out the door bad about Luka Doncic to make that make sense. The reason it's such a galling trade is because no one thought it would actually be done, that you would give up a player like that. Now, this is something that is sensical for Milwaukee. And if the Cavs really want to take a bite at the apple, is sensical for the Cavs because I could keep this team together and we will still be a good basketball team. We will still win 50 plus games for the next 2 years. They will be a really good team. We'll win 50 plus games over the next 2 years. But as of right now, no one can tell me that they have absolute 100% or give a good reasoning behind it, that they have absolute 100% faith that this team will approach the NBA finals over those next 2 years. They have reached the same mark against two different teams. One was believable with the Boston Celtics. Now, if it goes with the Indiana Pacers and they win the NBA Finals, then fine. But I think, again, we still have to have a conversation. Why are these different teams able to win a championship?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We can't get through the wall. Why can't we do it?
Well, Giannis,
so we have to examine.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you're just thinking about like those two guys, Donovan and Giannis. You now all of a sudden the toughness thing is kind of answered because Giannis is a psycho on the court, and yeah, he's so funny. He's a psycho on the court, and then he gives these press conferences even after Tyrese Halliburton's dad is staring him in the face for no reason whatsoever, and then Giannis very politely afterwards, oh, I didn't appreciate that. Like he's a great representative of the team too, and you have him and Donovan. I mean, the two of the more likable guys in the league. Evan's likable too. Don't get me wrong, and I think that's why it's probably hard for people to not knowing what Evan's going to be like in 5 years. It would be hard. Make no mistake. Like it's not like I'm just like let's dangle Evan Mobley for everybody in the league. No, he's one of the most untouchable guys in the league, except for in a deal like this.
Yeah, because this is the one I think would actually make some sense. 216-474-0092. Should the Cavs stay the same, or is this the time to shake things up? I say this knowing that later on today at 11 o'clock, Kobe Altman will say that this core is staying. He's not going to say that this core is going to be I'd be shocked if he said, we'll explore shaking things up. I'd be very surprised at that. Until they actually make a move, I think he says he's intending on this on this core staying.
You'll hear way more about injuries than you're going to hear about that.
What did you want to say? I'm sorry. What did you want to say over there, Owen?
It's not that I want to say anything. I just that sucks. It's not that the trade sucks. It's that out of everybody that I've watched in the playoffs this year and last year, Evan Mobley's the one guy that I go, not only is he stepping up, I see him growing.
Yes.
I see it. I see the three-point shot actually developing where I remember, you know, a season and a half ago we were talking about why are they letting him shoot at all because he couldn't hit anything.
And that's why, that right there is why he's the only one that I think that I could actually make a move of this magnitude with.
Well, like, go ahead. When I think about it, I just go, like, is Donovan ever going to respect him enough to make him the feature? Donovan has to respect Giannis and make him the feature player, right?
I don't know if it's as much respect. Well, it could be the same thing in a lot of ways, but trust is a big issue.
You've got to share that responsibility.
Yes.
I don't know that it's a trust thing. I just don't know that it's – he's got to be able to go, I'm not going to put it all on my back tonight. I'm not going to put it all on my shoulders. I'm not going to lean on the defender because I can't even stand upright right now, like Donovan was doing in game one of this of the series with the Pacers. And I don't know if he's ever – it's almost one of those things where, you know, those guys that maybe – guys that come into the radio business 10 years after you did, and they'll always be little brother to you. It doesn't matter what they've done throughout their career, how many moves they've made. They're always going to be that guy that you look at him as the 22-year-old guy that took his first part-time job here, right? So I just wonder if Donovan's always going to look at Evan in that sense. And then it, when it comes to that, Giannis at least gets the respect of, I'm the guy that's the MVP. I'm the guy that's always – that's a nine-time All-Star. I'm the guy that's won a championship.
It's easy for everybody else to move Darius. It's much easier to move him. And it's not that Darius is trash, but I'm not going to be able to give up a diminutive-sized guard for an elite wing. No one is going to make that trade.
They don't get traded, yeah.
You are not going to do situations. That. For an elite wing, no. So if you're talking about wing players, like, yeah, you're probably going to get guys who are up 30 glue guys that we were talking about last week if you're going to make a trade like that. This is something, if I'm going to trade, if I want to trade for elite, I'm going to have to at least trade the potential for elite. And Evan, yes, is growing, and he's fantastic. And I love the young kid. But damn it, like, if you wanted to move and make a move that you have an absolute chance now where I go, hey, you did what you could to make this team a winner. If it panned out, great. If it doesn't pan out, like, does any of us seeing them moving Evan for Giannis ending in the second round again?
No.
Exactly.
No,
I think you lose in the finals. But
I can go find a trade machine right now that'll tell me we can do Darius and Jarrett for Giannis too.
I don't want to move two if I can just move one, and I'd rather just move one. I'll put Jarrett Allen alongside of Giannis. It will open up Darius more. This will make Darius a much more effective player.
He's got to take the shots.
He's got to take the shots.
But nobody hit shots in this last series
because I think that the range that the Indiana Pacers have, the length that they have, I think really affected these guys who are in the backcourt. And I think if you had a guy like Giannis, who you must take seriously at every moment, like Evan is a guy who's growing, but if he doesn't reach this, then we're just going to keep running into the second round. There's a guy out there who I already know has reached it. And I know that he doesn't have as much time as Evan. But at what point do I just say, all right, I guess I'm happy with just making it to the second round?
He's 30 right now, Giannis.
Yes, he is. That means he probably still has four to five more years of tremendous play. It ain't an easy thing to make these trades, but you're not going to trade your garbage for somebody else's elite player. So you're going to have to give up something you like. Sorry, that's the name of the business. Roger in Maple Heights, hello.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Great conversation. My observation is that the problem is not the core, it's the surrounding core. The Struces, the Corals, the Merrills, that's your problem. You don't have enough players to complement your starters. Who beat the Cavaliers with the Pacers were the guys that you never heard of. That's who beat the Cavaliers, not some starters. They're backups. Those players that came out of nowhere, those who beat the Cavaliers.
Heard of Halliburton.
We got to get rid of Struce. We got to get rid of Merrill. We got to get rid of Dean Wade. Those are the players that hurt the Cavaliers through the playoffs, not the core.
Think that, to me, that just sounds like a lot of excuse making for the core four. I mean, you got four guys right there.
Yeah, why? My problem with the reasoning, yes, the Pacers are one of these all-time weird conference finals teams. Normally, you need a top 10 player to get there, and Halliburton obviously isn't that. This is different. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well,
it's not like
when the Hawks blew it or the Raptors blew it. We had LeBron James. They don't have anybody that's near where LeBron James was.
Well, and this is where, and I wanted to make this comparison because you asked me before the show the difference in the LeBron years and the regular season versus the difference in the regular season this year. When we had him, the regular season did not matter much, except there were plenty of games because you knew you were getting to the finals. You knew it. So there were measuring stick games. How do the Cavs measure with Golden State this year in this game? Head-to-head, obviously, these common opponents here and there. This, because you had faith. You knew they were going to make it to the finals. This is going, all right, we won 64 games, but what's it for? Because you don't trust it. I think there's a lack of respect, and they haven't really earned it. At 64 wins, and you're getting bounced in the second round, you have to go out and earn your fan base's trust, which is the same thing as respect. You go out and you get Giannis, that's a fresh, different conversation now. And I don't want to make a move just to have a different conversation, but damn it, you know, if they get Giannis Antetokounmpo, if they were to make that trade, I think there would be a few people who'd be upset. I think there'd be a lot of people saying we're going to the finals this next year. And I would be one of them. That as long as they stay healthy, which is every single situation we talk to, this is a finals team or bust situation. And by the way, it's already becoming a finals or bust situation. But who would you have more faith in? Giannis and the Cavs or Evan and the Cavs?
Yeah, obviously.
Love Evan, but you know you would feel better about Giannis.
Yeah, you know Giannis in the playoffs, you're getting like an NBA finals type play. That profile is there immediately. Nobody questions Giannis. It's one of the rare guys in the NBA where, you know, all these other guys, when they don't get to the finals, don't win championships, they get crushed. Everybody around the league is just like, oh, it's not Giannis' fault. Giannis is doing everything he possibly could do.
Do you happen to notice that this is a critical week for the Cleveland Guardians?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I didn't really realize it until you went over what was happening with the schedule.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people have been paying attention to the Cavaliers here over the last week and in 2 weeks and how bad the season went against the Indiana Pacers, and then we had the Shador trade, and the Guardians kept their head above water, and things were nice, and it was a nice day-to-day thing. And then and there were some questions, some bugaboos, and I didn't want to do the Emmanuel Classe crap every single day. But they get swept by Cincinnati. They're 5.5 back now in the Central Division. And now you're getting set to play the Twins at Minnesota, then at Detroit. By the time that they come back, and then when they come back during the Memorial Day stuff, they got, or the stretch, I should say, with the series, stuff being a series, they have the Dodgers coming to town. So this is a pivotal moment. They're tied right now. No, are they a half game back, or are they tied right now with the Twins for the top spot in the wild card?
Half game behind the Twins.
Okay, but they still have that, technically they have that number two spot in the wild card. So at least
yeah,
they got that
going
for
them. The Royals and them are tied as well.
Okay, so now we have a bit of a situation here. You get what I'm saying? And I think that the most bothersome thing, because it starts to startle me for their future. Like, hey, man, I can talk to you about Bazan until the cows come home. I know he hurt his oblique last week. I could start to talk to you about a lot of these guys with some promise who are down there in the minors, but you're starting pitching, which is relatively young. It has been inconsistent, to say the least. And I think it shakes your trust a little bit where, hey man, they have hung their hat on starting pitching, young, good starting pitching over this last decade plus. And if Tanner Bibee can't get it going, or if Gavin Williams can't clear his own head. I know that Luis Ortiz has started to come alive here, but that's one. Like, it all just can't be on hoping that Shane Bieber's able to come back healthy, which that was always a conversation of what are we going to have to the future of Shane Bieber, where we were just assuming that he was going to be traded. So now, you know, I have a very serious situation here, because if the starting pitching ain't getting going, then I know that they've tried to be more aggressive at the plate here over the last year and a half with or year and almost a half with Stephen Vogt, but man, you're in quite a pickle right now. And this week, if I don't think you're going to lose the whole week. Like, you lost a whole week last year, you still won the division, for crying out loud. But man, if you have a really terrible week this week, like, that has a tendency to bury you. You're 5.5 back. You have a really bad week, you end up, and remember, it doubles you up, you end up somewhere in a bad neighborhood there at the bottom of this Central Division, and then you're at the bottom of the wild card, all of a sudden you're underneath, and now you're struggling to get anything going. And with the Dodgers coming to town next week, that's a scary scenario,
yeah, but
folks.
You asked my level of panic, all of our level of panic earlier in the show.
I don't want to say panic.
Well, we were using DEFCON.
Well, if you use DEFCON, you're talking about a little bit of panic there.
I was questioning whether or not you can actually be, you're always in DEFCON 5 or you're out of DEFCON, then you move into DEFCON 5.
Well, you said we're in DEFCON 2, which is almost the highest one.
Did I say DEFCON 2?
Yes.
Unless you think DEFCON 5 is the highest.
Well, then you're not as close.
It all depends on whether you know your DEFCON.
But you're not in the lowest level. You said DEFCON 2. I feel like we're in DEFCON 3, but the guy with the 2 sign is standing right there.
In War Games, were they in DEFCON when they were playing chess?
Oh, they had to have been.
Well, you were in War Games. How does that work?
I was Val Kilmer.
R.I.P. I think the part of the reason I'm not panicking just yet is because I know this isn't their team. I know it sounds ridiculous, but this is what does separate.
Where's their team? They got other players somewhere else?
They do. Giannis.
Do we trade for the whole Colorado Rockies we didn't realize over the week, and then we're going to get those guys back?
The David Fry, the Lane Thomas, and
Lane Thomas should be here at any moment.
Do I need to introduce you to CJ Cephas?
Listen,
he
man.
He just got to AAA, but oh, he's probably going to be here in another month.
Oh, God.
If things keep going.
So that's what I mean.
The problem is he's a first baseman, and where do you put him right
now? They don't have room. I get that. But I just know.
I will find a place.
I know. You figure it out. It's just, I know. This is what kind of separates baseball from the other sports.
Stick him in right field. That's what we do with everybody else. Sorry. Go ahead.
Is that you're waiting for your reinforcements. You really are. And I don't know what to do with the Shane Bieber part of the conversation. I mean, what are your expectations?
I don't know what to do with the David Fry or Lane Thomas part of the conversation. You're saying they're going to get their guys back. I go, I'm telling you, Tone, by the end of the week, it could be a bad, bad spot, man. You're on the road for these two series.
Is it because of the division right now? You got four teams above 500
in
the division.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a tougher division. I will say the Minnesota.
It's the same division it was last year, save Minnesota, but they were still in it.
They were, yeah. Minnesota does have. Did you see the collision between Buxton and Correa? Yeah.
I did not.
Holy cow. I mean, it looked like both guys were down for the count.
They both went into the protocol, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. So Their availability, Buck's not going to be available. Correa, maybe? I'm not sure. So that it's just one thing. I know baseball's not the same as football where you lose a guy and, oh, my God. But, you know, it is relevant. So,
well, if he would like to put C.J. Cephas in for Carlos Santana.
They have owned the Twins. They have absolutely owned the Twins for the last 3-4 years.
What will happen is if they win this series against the Twins, then it's going to be like, what do you say now, kid? I'm just saying that we should be paying very close attention here.
The problem
here,
is they're going into Detroit after that, and Detroit's as hot as anyone.
Yes. I'm saying that this is a pivotal week for the Guardians. And by the way, and again, I'll say it again. You want to bring up C.J. Cephas at some point here. I mean, Carlos Santana isn't necessarily knocking the cover off the ball. And if I keep seeing him miss it in the sun, which I know it only happened once for crying out loud, but I'm just pointing it out. Because if this week doesn't go the right way, then maybe you would want to go with the youth movement. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a sticky part for them. And
Is this the most adversity for Steven Vogt in his young managerial career?
Well, they're still 4 games above 500, so I don't think that this is the most adversarial situation he's been in.
It just seems pound for pound, this team is not last year's team.
Well, you guys will just call this a big fat excuse, but I think that this is reasoning for it. I mean, when you don't have your television deal, and you saw what the Twins had to do last year, where they had to, and I will always reference that, they had to take the $30 million haircut on the top of their roster because of their television deal coming to an end. Our television deal has come to an end. You've said it yourself. We're getting a fraction of what we used to get from the original TV deal. All right, well, the cuts are going to have to come somewhere, and the biggest cuts come on the roster. And what did the Twins do before they took their haircut? Did they not win the division? I believe the Twins won the division, if I'm not mistaken.
We're getting a lot of DEFCON. We're getting a lot of DEFCON commentary right now.
And then they had, why? Oh, what? Just saying what the DEFCONs are? Well, we've talked about that a million times.
And that Val Kilmer's not in War Games.
Matthew Broderick,
yes.
There we go.
You got Val Kilmer and Matthew Broderick confused?
No, I got Val Kilmer confused with a different war movie from the 80s, which was
Top Gun.
All right, I thought he was in another War Games like
movie. He was in a lot of good movies. I'm sure he was in another movie that has to do
with... Toy Soldiers?
Was he in Toy Soldiers?
I don't know.
Toy Soldiers, I do remember that movie. Was Rudy in Toy Soldiers?
I believe he was.
Am I getting that mixed up?
I don't believe Val Kilmer was in Red Dawn. No.
I know he wasn't in Red Dawn. That's one I do know.
Red Dawn. Now, Patrick Swayze,
yeah,
all aboard the Swayze train, was in Red Dawn.
They were all in it.
He was in Batman Forever, but that wasn't a war movie. It was a war with being a good movie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.